Welcome to Pankinen Financial Perspective with Ashton Pankinen from Pankinen Financial Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Pankinen Financial Perspective is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Pankinen Financial Perspective.
Hello and welcome to Pankinen Financial Perspective. My name is Ashton Pankinen from Pankinen Financial Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 952-873-2703 or visit us online at PankinenFinancial.com. That's P-A-N-K-O-N-I-N Financial.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Also, on my page, click the link at the top to get the latest retirement guide. During today's show, we'll be highlighting the years right before retirement, specifically 5 to 10 years leading up to it, and why that stretch of time deserves some careful attention. It's a period a lot of people move through without realizing just how much it can shape everything that comes after. As we chat, the details, statistics, survey results, and any other information will come from a Kiplinger article that's headlined, "These are the most critical moves to make in 5 to 10 years before you hang up your hat." But before we dive into today's topic, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who's here to provide wit and insight.
Both? I have to do both? I have to provide wit and insight? First of all, you're the insight guy.
Yeah.
And I might have to take a hard pass on the wit today, too. We were trying before the show, and I wasn't exactly batting 1,000. But yeah, I appreciate you having me here. And, of course, I'm happy to be here.
You know, for sure.
You know that.
Yeah.
How have you been? What's going on over there?
Yeah, I've been great. You know, we're recording the show a little early this week. Heading out to Chicago to be a panelist at a conference. They had asked me to come and speak in front of some other advisors and kind of talk about my business and how we're growing the business and helping clients. And so, recording the show a little earlier than usual, but glad to be doing that. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's an honor. I mean, ask you to speak and share wisdom for other advisors. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't long ago I was in those chairs listening to those seasoned advisors, and all of a sudden here I am as one of those seasoned advisors and sharing wisdom with other advisors. So it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Thanks.
That's awesome. Got to make you feel good that they asked you to do that, right?
Yeah, it does.
As they should. You've been doing this a while, and you've helped so many people here in the community with their finances. And you've been working hard to grow there, work with more and more people. And doing the show has been fun. Being on the radio there, it's a blast. So I know that this is a good one. You have to make some moves before you retire. And I'm sure retirement's coming up for a lot of our listeners out there. What's different, though, about the last few years before it happens versus everything that came before that?
Yeah, great question, Tony. For much of someone's working life, the real goal is that growth of the portfolio. You're contributing, you're investing, and you're watching that balance climb. But as retirement gets closer, the mindset does need to shift.
Well, yeah. And shift how exactly, though?
Yeah, away from chasing that maximum market gains and toward creating income that you can actually rely on. So it's less about how high you can grow that number, I guess, and more about that steadiness.
Sure. And I guess that's a real change, a complete 180 in how someone measures success with their income or their money, I should say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. For years, success looks like a bigger number. As retirement gets closer, success starts to look more like reliability, knowing that income will likely be there month after month, no matter what else is happening.
Sure. Well, and that's a pretty big mental adjustment for somebody who's spent decades focused on growth, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You know, and it makes sense that it's hard to let go of. You know, I've spent my career guiding clients through retirement planning, and the instinct to keep chasing gains doesn't just switch off because your next birthday is coming up.
Right. Yeah, I would say so. But I would imagine it's easier said than done, isn't it?
It can be, you know, but retirement planning isn't only about the market. You know, I know that's a lot of focus because that's what's on the news all the time. A lot of people watch performance closely and feel anxious the moment volatility starts to show up. The truth is that it's dependable retirement strategy shouldn't hinge on those daily market swings.
Yeah, no, for sure. And what should it hinge on instead, though?
Predictable income. You know, money that continues to arrive no matter what the market's doing that day. Once that foundation is in place, market fluctuations tend to matter a whole lot less for an individual.
That would take a lot of the emotional weight off too, then.
For sure. Yeah, a lot of the pressure and, you know, emotional weight is definitely something that comes into play here. And in many cases, I think that can take that weight off of there. Equity markets can still play a role in your plan, but it shouldn't be what's responsible for paying those monthly bills.
Yeah. And that distinction right there seems like it would change how somebody sleeps at night, not just how they invest.
Yeah. A lot of times I call it the sleeping pill, you know, making sure we have that reliable income.
Yeah.
There's a real difference between watching your balance and knowing the bills are covered no matter what the balance does on a given day.
Right. You want that SWAN plan, S-W-A-N, the sleep well at night plan.
Yeah,
right?
I like that. Yeah, I don't think that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, sleep well at night, the SWAN plan. And that's what we're going for here. And I know what you help people with. That's what having a plan could do. So, but why is this is such a hot topic right now? Is there something specific driving this conversation?
Yeah, there is. And it really comes down to how well the market has actually been performing lately. You know, retirement account balances have hit all-time highs in 2025 and following years of continued growth in those portfolios. The article that we talk about today, according to Fidelity, the average 401k balance has about $141,000 at the end of March of this year. That's up 11% from the year before. And then if you look at the average IRA account, rose considerably as well, up 7% year over year. Up to about $131,000 balance on average. And they kind of reflect a generally strong run for a lot of savers. You know, that's worth celebrating. But it's also exactly the kind of moment where it pays to stop and kind of take stock rather than just assuming momentum carries forward automatically. You know, that same combination, consistent contributions plus a strong market performance can leave portfolios more exposed to market risk than people realize.
Sure. And help us picture that a bit. I think what you're talking about is, you know, people who might have a lower risk tolerance. If they've had really good gains in the market, they've gotten out of balance. Help us picture that.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the ways to look at it, and that's exactly what it is, Tony, is these equity, you know, for your 70-30 equity portfolio, 70% stocks, 30% bonds. Maybe because equities have performed so well, maybe you're at an 80-20 now, and that's really not the risk you want to be at, 80% stocks, 20% bonds. So let's think about it as a casino floor in Vegas. You know, if someone wins big at the card table, they rarely leave every dollar sitting out there for that next hand. Usually they'll pocket the winnings and kind of keep playing with that smaller dollar amount.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, you know, and the same logic can play for retirement planning as well. You know, after years of strong gains, it may be worth considering shifting a portion of those profits into strategies designed to produce income or preserve capital rather than leaving everything exposed for the next market swing, especially as you get closer to that retirement age.
Yeah, the closer you get, the more you need to look at that balance. But it doesn't mean getting out of the stock market entirely, correct?
No, not at all. You know, it could mean leaving some of the original investment in equities while moving the gains themselves into more stable vehicles. That way, there's still a chance to participate in future growth while also reducing the potential damage from a big downturn in the market.
Yeah.
You know, a good example of why it's best to build and then adjust your financial strategy in partnership with a financial advisor.
Yeah. I mean, in Vegas terms, then it's less about pulling everything off the table and more about protecting what's already been won.
Yeah, I think that's a good mindset there, Tony. You're not stepping away from the game entirely. We're not going to go stick it all under a mattress. You're just being more selective about which chips you're still willing to risk.
Right. But I bet that's a hard habit to build up, though, especially after years of watching a portfolio climb, especially as good as it's been the last 4 years. It's like it's hard to want to lock in those guys. Like, I just want to keep it growing.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's hindsight's 2020. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, geez, the market's doing great. And after a stretch of strong returns like we've seen recently, there's a temptation to assume that the good years will just keep coming. A thoughtful plan accounts for the possibility that it won't. without requiring anyone to predict exactly when things are going to change or they might change.
Sure. Okay, so let's talk about the window you mentioned earlier, which is the 5 to 10 years before retirement. Why does that specific stretch matter so much?
Yeah, Tony, when retirement gets closer, protecting assets against losses becomes important, more important than maximizing gains. You know, and that 5 to 10 year window tends to be the most crucial planning period for this.
Yeah, I guess I can see it, but explain to us what's really happening during that window.
Yeah, so that's when somebody typically transitions from what's called accumulation phase, where again, the focus is on building that wealth, building that nest egg, into a distribution phase where the goal becomes turning those savings, that nest egg that you've worked so hard for, into income.
Yeah. Those sound like two completely different mindsets to try to hold at once, though.
Yeah, they can be. And you know, and that's exactly why it takes real intention to make that shift from one to the other. You know, accumulation is about adding to the pile. Distribution is about making that pile last and work for you month after month.
Yeah. Well, and I can see that. I'd imagine a lot of people, though, put this off longer than they should then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that can happen. You know, many people wait till the year before they retire to start to think of this kind of preparation. And by that point, market conditions may significantly limit their options. So it's a lot of times it's something we want to visit earlier than later.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. So what are some of the benefits of starting earlier?
Yeah, planning well ahead of retirement allows for a gradual adjustment of the strategy. It could mean locking in some favorable interest rates or income opportunities before the conditions change for the worse, rather than scrambling at the last minute. The other piece of that, too, is, you know, let's say we're at an all-time market high and we're 10 years from retirement. It might make sense to peel some out for a little more conservative or guaranteed income type products. But if we're 10 years out and the market's down, maybe we wait a couple of years before we make that change. We let the market recover. And so it's not about exactly timing it. But again, you know, when you plan in that 5 to 10 year window, you have a little more flexibility. You know, waiting until the last minute just doesn't add stress. It can generally narrow down what's available. So again, starting early may open more doors for you.
Yeah, I think this is so critical. And I know if our listeners say, hey, I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to make costly or expensive mistakes. I need to make sure I have the right plan for me, my goals, or my family's goals. How can they get a hold of you? Let's take a moment to remind folks how they can reach you. I know you love hearing from our listeners out there, right, Ashton?
Yeah. So, you know, again, if you're 5, 10 years from retirement and you really haven't spoken to anybody about a plan, make sure we get together and look at one. And you say, well, I talked to somebody at my 401k plan. Again, they didn't give you a full financial plan. Again, critical time. If you're thinking about your own retirement timeline, give us a call. Best way to get a hold of us is call our office, 952-873-2703. Again, that number is 952-873-2703. Or visit our website, PankinenFinancial.com. That's PankinOnIn Financial, to set up a complimentary consultation. We'd love to welcome the opportunity to look at your full financial picture together.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for that so much, Ashton. And I know that listeners, it's so easy and there's no charge, no obligation. Pick up the phone, give Ashton and his team there at Pankinen Financial a call. It's fun just to ask questions, get questions answered that you have about your situation. Get a second opinion. Yeah. on where you're at. And we'll give that number and website out again later. Now, let's get back to our topic for today. We're talking about critical moves to make before you retire, if at all possible. Yeah. And once somebody's in this window we're talking about and they're thinking about their retirement income, where does that income usually come from?
Yeah, most retirees are going to rely on kind of mixed sources of income. Social Security, pretty much everyone's going to have that. Pensions, and in some cases, government or military benefits may all play a role. But for a lot of households, those sources alone may not cover every expense in retirement. So it really depends on your lifestyle and your expenses. But for many households, there's a gap between those sources provided and what it takes to maintain the retirement you've pictured for yourself.
Yeah. And so I would assume this is where your retirement savings comes in, right?
Yeah, your guess is correct there, Tony. You know, I know we've talked a lot on the show about the three-legged stool of retirement.
Yep.
One of those being the Social Security. Again, most people qualify and have Social Security. Another one being pensions. Not everybody has a pension anymore in today's retirement world. And then the third one being that personal personal assets, and being IRAs, 401ks. And so those 401ks and IRAs often can be converted into income streams that supplement those other sources. And the goal here is to create something that resembles a steady paycheck someone relied on throughout their working years.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting way to frame it. Maybe you want to, you know, create your own personal pension. If you don't have a pension, use that 401k or IRA. But I think that you want to turn savings back into something that feels like a paycheck. And that's where the trick comes in. That's what people don't know how to do. They've spent their entire career saving and accumulating, but when it comes to taking that lump sum in their 401k or IRA or 403b, what have you, and turning it into a regular monthly income that they know won't run out, that's the trick, isn't it?
It is, you know, and that's the goal. Is you want, after decades of a regular paycheck showing up, having that suddenly stop can be a bigger adjustment than people would normally expect, even when the savings are there to support them.
Yeah. So is there a specific tool that you might use or that you've seen people use for this, something that might fit this stage of planning in particular?
Yeah. One low risk option I frequently see clients use is an annuity, more specifically a fixed indexed annuity. These products can offer features like a guaranteed lifetime income stream, principal protection from market losses, you know, growth linked to market indexes, income options for spouses, so maybe some joint income, and potential death benefits for beneficiaries as well.
Wow. It sounds like that would check a lot of boxes, but are annuities the right move for everyone then?
Yeah, not necessarily. And that's the important point to make clear. You know, annuities aren't a right fit for every retirement strategy. And there's a few reasons for that. And I bring this up with every client because genuinely it's not a one size fits all. Unfortunately, there are some people that can only offer annuities only, you know, maybe insurance only agents. Who sometimes don't see the best interests of the client by maybe putting more in than they should in that annuity.
Sure, sure. But again, as an independent advisor, you look at the big picture, you look at investments, you look at annuities, insurance, emergency funds, you make sure your clients are covered and balanced. Sure. And it sounds like that kind of annuity would check a lot of those boxes, but it isn't a one size fits all product. It's not the right move for everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for one of the reasons is liquidity could be a real concern.
Sure. Yeah.
So annuities aren't always the easiest place to pull money from if you need it quickly for a large purchase or an unexpected expense. There can also be some fees, restrictions, and surrender charges depending on the specific product. And those details do matter quite a bit. And on top of that, annuity is typically meant to supplement other assets, not replace the entire investment portfolio on its own. So again, it's usually just a small portion of the portfolio, not the entire portfolio.
Right. And to be clear, there are positives too. I mean, obviously, not all annuities are created equal, and that's correct. Why they get a bad rap, because people are like, see, there's fees or surrender charges. But, you know, fixed index annuities are hugely popular with the baby boomers who have been retiring. And the reason is there are little to no fees on many of those. But you have to be somebody who, an independent advisor, can look at all the various companies, work with the top rated companies and the ones that are offering the best products with the lowest fees or no fees. And there are ways to, you want to make sure you're aware of any surrender charges. So if your situation is right, you know, there are different reasons to slow down and look before signing anything. Make sure you're working with a trusted financial advisor who is an independent, who's going to look at the big picture and do what's in your best interest, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. Yeah, you want to make sure you look that, because again, every one plays out differently depending on the person.
Sure.
You know, someone who might need quick access to a large sum of cash could feel very differently about an annuity than someone who's assets already cover that kind of flexibility.
Sure. It's really how it fits into somebody's bigger picture then.
That's very well said, Tony. You know, because of those factors, it's important to understand all the rules. You want to understand the restrictions, fees tied to any annuity before moving forward, and talk it through with a trusted financial professional before making a final decision. You know, again, what works well in one person's retirement strategy may not make sense for someone else's, even if the two situations look pretty similar from the outside.
Yeah, and that's a helpful distinction. Are there other benefits worth mentioning beyond the income piece?
Yeah, many annuities also include some income riders, which can allow retirees to receive income without fully giving up control of their assets. So that structure can offer both predictable income and continued account growth, just depending on how the markets perform.
Sure. And so that sounds like it addresses maybe the liquidity concern you mentioned a bit earlier, at least partially.
Yeah, to some degree, you know, though it does vary quite a bit product to product, you know, and that's really the value of sitting down with a financial advisor, walking through the specific terms rather than just assuming every annuity does work the same way.
Yeah, good to know. So how does somebody balance all of this, the guaranteed income side, with the need for growth and flexibility?
Yeah, that's really the heart of it, Tony. Guaranteed income strategies can offer real financial peace of mind. They come with some trade-offs, as we're discussing here, and liquidity tends to be the biggest one of those for retirees. I just sat down with somebody today, actually, and we were looking at their monthly budget and their monthly income sources. And so they're lucky enough to have a pension and Social Security coming in, which added up to about $4,000 in monthly income. And they needed about $4,500 to cover those monthly expenses. And so, you know, one of the pieces we're going to look at then is possibly replacing a part of their 401k nest egg that they built up with an annuity to kind of supplement that other $500-$600 a month that they might need in income.
Sure.
Again, be able to sleep at night knowing that you've got that guaranteed income stream coming in on a monthly basis through multiple income sources.
Yeah, knowing the bills are covered
through
those guaranteed sources like Social Security and maybe if an annuity, some type of index annuity or something like that with an income rider. But what does a balanced approach look like?
Yeah, I always stress dividing those assets into different buckets. One portion might be designated for that guaranteed income source. Again, Social Security, pensions, and or annuities. Another portion could stay invested in stocks for growth, helping offset that inflation over time, keep your money growing to help keep up with those growing expenses. And then the third portion is going to probably remain liquid, giving some flexibility. So essentially, expenses stay covered no matter what the market's doing there.
Yeah. So three buckets working together rather than putting everything into just one approach.
Yeah, I completely agree there. No single bucket has to carry the entire weight of the plan. You know, if one part of the strategy underperforms in a given year, the other buckets are still doing their job.
Yeah. So you want to cover a lot of bases at once is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's designed to do that. And again, before jumping into any of these tools, it's worth understanding the rules, restrictions, and fees tied to it to make sure it's generally the right move for your situation.
Yeah, for sure. So let's bring this back to the bigger picture here for a minute. What does all of this mean for somebody's day-to-day life in retirement?
Yeah, for a lot of retirees I work with, it's not really about the total dollar amount saved. It's about the extra confidence that comes from having a carefully built plan, one that helps investments grow at a steady pace, benefiting when the market rises without taking the full hit when the market falls.
Sure. Well, and that confidence piece seems like it matters just as much as the numbers itself.
Oh, it does.
Themselves, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you're in your 50s, aren't the time to really take your chances with your money you've worked your whole life to earn.
Right.
The goal is to plan, you know, make a plan that could pay you more each year so you can live comfortably 10, 20, even 30 years in retirement.
Yeah. And when that income is steady, I would imagine people do feel freer to spend it, right?
Yeah, that is a reasonable way to think of it. You know, when everyday expenses are covered by a steady income stream, retirees often feel more comfortable spending, traveling, and enjoying their lifestyle they work so hard to build. So again, a lot of times when we're sitting down doing these plans, we try and figure out what that monthly budget is. What do we need for income to cover those expenses? And if it fits for their overall plan, a lot of times we try and supplement that monthly income to make sure it's covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it just, when you, the income is steady, I imagine people do feel freer to spend it.
For sure. Yeah, they do. It's, and, you know, it gives them that confidence to be able to spend it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it seems like the whole point, not just surviving retirement, but actually enjoying it.
And that's the goal every time, Tony. Yep. You know, markets are inevitably going to rise and fall, but that's outside of our control. You know, with the right strategy in place, those ups and downs don't have to determine whether your retirement itself succeeds or falls short. You know, I always tell clients we try and focus on what we can control. I can't control what the market's going to do. I wish I could.
Yeah, you know? You and me both. Yeah. wish you could too.
Yeah. But we try to focus on what we can control, and that's that we're in high quality investments. We're well diversified. We're matching our goals for our long-term goals.
Yeah, and that's huge. So if somebody's listening right now and they're in that 5 to 10 year window, what would you want them to walk away thinking about the most today?
Yeah, that shift from growth to income doesn't have to happen all at once, and it shouldn't. You know, it's a gradual process. Starting it earlier rather than later tends to leave people with more options and a lot less stress when retirement actually arrives.
Right. So let's really quick, I'll recap what we've talked about today, shifting from a growth mindset to an income mindset as retirement nears, and looking at, you know, sometimes a strong market performance actually has some risks, and looking at that 5 to 10 year window before retirement matters so much.
Yep.
You want to build some guaranteed income alongside your Social Security and pensions, some of the roles annuities might play along with their limitations, and finally, taking that bucket approach to balanced growth and stability.
Yeah, that's a good summary. And, you know, there's one thing worth holding on to through all of it. Markets will always rise and fall, but when the right strategy is in place, those ups and downs don't have to determine your retirement whether your retirement succeeds.
Yeah. All right. So shift that mindset from growth to income, you know, and watch for that hidden risk. And I think this is really important. And in that way, you can get some stability.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, and if there's one thread running through every piece of that, it's patience. You know, retirement plan built thoughtfully well before the deadline tends to hold up a lot better than one piece together at that last minute.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said. And you know what? It's been a great show, but we're out of time for today's show. So how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, again, if you're within that 5 to 10 year window before retirement or getting close to it, reach out to us, Pankin and Financial Group. Our number is 952-873-2703. Again, that number is 952-873-2703. Visit our website, PankinandFinancial.com. That's PankonIn Financial.com. A conversation about your full financial picture could help make sure the retirement plan is built to last.
That is excellent. Well, thank you so much, Ashton. Great show today. A lot of information. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Pankinen Financial Perspective with our host, Ashton Payne.
Thank you for joining us for Pankinen Financial Perspective. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Ashton Pankinen at Pankinen Financial Group at 952-873-2703 or visit PankinenFinancialGroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Pankinen Financial Perspective. Advisory services are offered by Ashton Pankinen, LLC, DBA Pankinen Financial Group, an investment advisor in the state of Minnesota.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.